I'm cleaning windows. In my profession, I'll work
hard. Little George Formby from way back when. All around the nation, spring has sprung, birds are chirping, nights are not so cold. And the longer daylight hours also mean you can say goodbye to another winter and prepare yourself for warmer months ahead. But as you come out of hibernation, it's time to do a little spring cleaning to get your home sweet home fresh and sparkling again. A lot of different ways to put new life into your home, and who better to ask for a few tips and suggestions than household management and cleaning guru, art and furniture restorer, and author of many, many books, Shannon Lush, with us tonight. Good to see you.
Hello, Danny.
What's the latest?
Oh, lots of things. We've actually been sort of trying to organise things for the summer months to be able to have plenty of outdoor entertainment area working well.
That's a very cool idea. Mm. Now, if you would like to SMS, you can. That's an easy one. 0467 922 702. 0467 922 702. Just a little note of congratulations from Lynn of Kingsford. Thank you. We are going to talk a little bit about the spring clean process. And you're always recommending that if it's a new season, move the furniture around. That's a big start.
Yeah, it is. Because it doesn't matter what season it is, you always change your furniture around at the change of season. Because during the colder months, you don't want to have drafts. You want to keep the air more still. During the summer months or the warmer times, you want breeze-throughs through your home working well.
In fact, I think I opened the side door for about the first time this year. And it moved it was a really pleasant afternoon. So
But the thing that you use is a candle. You just light a candle and walk through your house, and it will show you where all the breezeways are. And when you move your furniture, you walk around with your candle to see whether or not you're actually getting breezeways across the front of your furniture, particularly chairs and armchairs where you're going to be sitting. You don't want to be sitting in a little hot spot.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
It works. It's easy.
It's a good idea. What are some of the benefits of the good airflow through the house?
It helps drop the mould level.
Because if you've been locked up for a couple of months, it can get a bit...
Yeah, well, we breathe out over and sweat out over 2 litres of moisture a day into
And a
our
lot of
homes.
Us have got, the heat has turned up to high as well, which makes a bit of a difference.
Yeah, and it just sort of vaporises it into everything, your curtains, your soft furnishings, and everything gets a bit stale, and it's time to blow it all out. And it's time to do your cobwebs.
Can I say, I love the smell of lemongrass, and we've just sort of found a new diffuser, and so we've just put the lemongrass onto full pelt for a half an hour.
Why don't you just use fresh lemongrass?
Well, we do have fresh lemongrass growing in the garden, but it's so we generally eat it.
Well, you know the bottom bit that's right next to the root on the lemongrass? If you pound a little in your mortar and pestle, all you need to do is, when you're cooking, I mean, all you need to do is wipe your mortar and pestle out with a tissue, and you tuck it into places, like down the back of your couch, and it's the essential oil stays on it.
Nice idea. You know, we do actually, it's one of the few things we do grow. We've only got an area about the size of a postage stamp, so it's not extravagant.
Lemongrass grows really easy.
Yes, we found that out.
Yes, always put it in a pot.
We like it.
Never in the garden.
We like it. Flannelette sheets. I've still got some on, I think, probably for the last time this week, I dare say, but they're about to go away. The doonas for some people go away at this time. What's the best way of storing effectively?
At change of season is the perfect opportunity to take everything out of your linen cupboard, clean the shelves down, before you put things back away again.
Put a little lemongrass down the back.
No, for cupboards, we use a mixture of whole cloves, cedar chips, and bay leaves and lavender oil.
Okay, cedar chips.
It keeps moth, silverfish, and a variety of nasty bugs and mould out of your wardrobe.
Lenny from Foster is wondering, how do you get petrol diesel smell out of work clothes without making everything smell petrol-y?
All you need to do is rub it with dishwashing liquid. Now, if you've got a lot of clothes that have it, you put the clothes into a bucket big enough to put your feet in. You put it in the bottom of your shower and you stomp on it while you're having a shower, because the dead skin that falls off your body combines with the shampoo and it creates your own personal pre-soaker, your own enzymes.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Well, Lenny, get to it.
Stomp it and you end up with clean feet too.
Tony from Ely Beach, who is a social climber and a half, says we don't have heaters in Ely Beach.
Well, hopefully they've got air conditioners, and air conditioners can have their own problems.
Yeah, so there.
Yes, air conditioners should be cleaned every month.
Every month?
Every month. Every month that you're using an air conditioner, the filters should be taken out and cleaned.
So this is even if you've got a system for the whole place? Mm.
The filters are easy enough to take out. You take them out, you wash them, dry them, put them back in. The filters...
I've only done it sort of like about once or twice a year, maybe.
No, once a month. It's the most amazing bacteria trap, and you don't want to be breathing that all the time.
Oh, that's a point. That is a point. When you change over the summer linen and put the winter stuff away... what are your thoughts on storing?
I store them in boiled pillowcases. You boil old pillowcases,
yeah,
and dry them in the sunshine, and that's what I store my linens in, because you don't get transfer from plastics, so that you don't get what they call age marks all over them. They stay in good condition, and they've got air flowing through them, so they don't get musty.
What about those storing plastic bags? Yick,
yick, yick, yick. Don't like those
big
at all.
Fan.
No. Plastic fumes. You know how you can always smell plastic? Doesn't matter how old it is, you can always smell it. It's because it is constantly breaking
down.
What
about the one where you can take the air out of?
Yeah, still the plastic's still going to fume onto your clothes. I've had to clean so many people's clothes after they've come out of Vacu-Lock bags and things like that.
Hmm. So forget that, and
yeah,
you use
boiled pillowcases. And for really big
items.
Cheap
and cheerful, let's face it.
If you've got a lot of linen to put away, keep an old doona cover. You just boil it, dry it in the sunshine, store all your things in it, and roll it up tight.
Extraordinary. Now, I'm not sure exactly what this means. One of the SMSs says, how best to clean large outdoor area, I guess. It just says large outdoor.
Yeah, it really, really doesn't help if you don't know what we're cleaning.
No, I think really 248, you've got to give us a little more information on that one. Now, this is a request about a brown stain from the inside of a wood-burning fireplace glass door.
Yep.
Steve from Burrowang, really keen to find an answer to that.
Right, with the glass fire doors... Some of them are a single pane of heat-toughened glass. Some of them are a double pane. If it's a single pane, you just sprinkle the inside surface with a mixture of equal parts cigarette ash, bicarb soda and white vinegar. You sort of mix it together in a saucer, leave it for 5 minutes, and then you just sort of dab it on, give it a sprinkle over it, rub it with a pair of pantyhose and it'll come off, and it must be on a cold stove. If, however, it is one of the ones that has double glass, on the inside of it, you'll find that there are usually four little tabs that you unscrew or
yep.
unclip, and you take the glass out and do it in the kitchen sink. But still, again, to remove that muck, rather than having to scrub at it with something that's going to scratch the glass, use the cigarette ash, bicarb soda and white vinegar.
Okay, well, it's pretty easy. Also, the bedroom, I guess mattress airing is not a bad idea, at least flipping.
Yeah, flipping and turning where possible. But some mattresses are different on one side to the other. Some have a pillow top on them that's attached to the mattress. So at least turn them.
I think the new one we've got has got that.
Yeah, so at least turn it 180 degrees so that it's top to bottom and bottom to top. And yes, you should air your bedding every morning. For at least 15 minutes. When you get out of bed, you flip the bedclothes off the end. Hopefully,
it's hard to do it in the middle of winter, though.
No, once you're out of bed, you just flip the blankets off over the end of the bed so then there's air getting to the mattress.
We sort of normally put the pillows out for a bit of an airing on the weekends if we can.
You don't have to take them outside. Just in the room will do. Just open your windows, let the air flow through. Give it a good airing.
Rick399 is asking a permanent marker on canvas.
With permanent marker, if it is a permanent marker, You just need to use white spirits, a small amount on a cotton bud, rub it over again and again until it's removed.
And if it's not a permanent marker, could you do something? So you've got to make sure that it is actually the one that says permanent marker, not just the...
There's lots of felt pens out there, and they are all different chemistries. Some of them respond to methylated spirits, like whiteboard markers, spirit pens, all of those just respond easily to methylated spirits. Some of them are ink-based, and the ink in them is like Indian ink, the old-fashioned ink that we used to use in fountain pens.
It
responds best to rotten milk. So you've got to put 300 mils of full cream milk out in the sunshine, let it rot and go lumpy and disgusting, and then you put the lumps on it, and it'll remove the ink. Some of them are paint-based. They appear to be ink, but they're not. They're a gel pen, and they're much closer to a water-based paint. And you can usually tell those because they have a really pungent aroma when you take the lid off. With those, it's methylated spirits, but you've got to soak and rub, soak and rub, soak and rub to get it out.
Mm.
They're all different.
Ed's asking, Sudocrem baby cream.
Yep.
On the carpet.
Oh.
You'd like it off.
Unprocessed wheat bran. Sprinkle it with unprocessed wheat bran first. Roll it backwards and forwards with a brush. That will absorb a lot of the greasy muck.
Obviously you should have one of those in the freezer all the time, because the amount of times you could actually use it would be extraordinary.
The bran ball is just an incredibly useful thing. And it's one cup of unprocessed wheat bran into a cereal bowl, add drops of white vinegar and keep stirring until you've got the consistency of breadcrumbs. Then you empty it into the toe of a pair of pantyhose and tie it off tight like a ball. It'll be about the size of a tennis ball. You usually use it like an eraser, backwards and forwards. With the nappy cream, what you need to do is, once you've removed the bulk of it so that you've just left with what looks like a greasy mark, you put a couple of drops of dishwashing liquid mixed with a couple of drops of tea tree oil on your fingertips, and you start from the outside of the stain and you massage towards the centre with your eyes shut. And you shut your eyes so you can feel when it changes texture, because it'll suddenly feel like jelly.
Uh-huh.
And the moment it does, wipe it out with a damp cloth because you've emulsified it and it just dissolves.
Hey, presto, it's gone. Shannon, Ian is wondering about bird poo on the couch.
I need to know what sort of bird poo.
It doesn't say.
we really do need to know, because bird poo just isn't bird poo. Some of them are birds that eat seed, have different feces than birds that eat insects. Yep.
And I guess the question is it a domestic bird or not?
Yeah.
That would make a difference as
well.
Yeah,
it really does.
We need to know the bird, Ian.
And what colour the faeces is.
Right. Well, I thought you were going to say what colour the bird is. Dave from Graceful says, we revised our technique on your advice for old window tint. Thank you. Our wife's daughter has chalk hanging all over the house. So
it works.
You've absolutely won a fan there. And another question. Can you please ask Shannon what's the best way to clean the inside of the oven and the glass?
Right. Well, that was the same as the fireplace that we were talking about before.
Okay.
And if it is two pieces, make sure you undo it and take it out. It is designed to come out. It's great and it's easy for cleaning. Most people never, ever take them out. They just clean them in situ, and they're designed to undo so that you can clean them properly.
Okay. Mm. So just pull them off the unit and...
Yep. Take it to the sink and wash it properly.
No worries. Look, it's probably the perfect time to check on summer clothes in the wardrobe and make sure that they're ready to wear. Do they need some airing on the clothesline maybe to make them fresh? Or?
Yeah, I do. I'm a bit finicky about the wardrobe.
Well,
a little over the top, actually.
Finicky about a lot of things.
I organise my clothes in colours. It's organised by the colours of the rainbow. And then within each colour, it's organised by winter weight to summer weight, and particular garments like winter weight trousers to summer weight trousers. It's all in subcategories.
I've got to say, black is very popular with me.
Oh, no, I wear every colour of the rainbow.
The new black. That's what we're about. This one's an interesting one. Kim from Kingscliff is asking, how do you clean pet mesh fly screen? Oh, it just moved as I was halfway through it. Damn. Where did it go? I was halfway through it, just as I was getting the crucial part of it, it moved. I can't even find it now. Oh, there it is. How do you clean pet mesh fly screens? And how often?
The best way to do them is with a clean, soft kitchen broom dipped in a bucket that contains 1 cup of white vinegar, and fill the bucket up with water. And there's an easy way to do it. You need to use a sheet when you're doing it.
Okay.
You clean from the inside to the outside first, with the sheet hanging over the outside of the door.
Yeah.
Or window, whichever it is. So you flip your sheet over it so it's hanging all the way to the ground, and then you sweep the inside. Then you flip your sheet back the other direction and you clean from the outside. It stops it spraying muck all over the room.
Oh, yeah.
And it cleans down properly.
Easy.
And you just sweep it from top to bottom.
Another little problem here that's been highlighted. Andrea's saying she's got red paracetamol liquid on a cotton quilt from 20 years ago, and just wondering whether it could be removed.
Yes, it can. Yeah,
even after 2 decades.
Doesn't matter how old it is. All you need to do is wipe it down with a small amount of glycerin, leave it for about an hour and a half, and then rub it out with a cake of normal bathroom soap and cold water and dry it in sunshine.
Mm.
It'll just disappear.
Ian's saying cockatiel, bird poo, cotton couch.
Okay.
She's a seed eater.
So it's basically carbohydrate material.
That's it.
Carbohydrate material is really easy to use. Just a normal cake of soap from the bathroom, dip it in a glass of cold water, scribble on the stain like it's a crayon, and rub it out with a cold, damp cloth, not a wet one. Do not put heat or detergent anywhere near it, or you'll set the poo.
Cockatiel poo? No problem. What about curtains, blinds, and window coverings? Should they be... given a good clean, this time of year.
It's a good idea.
We're just having a look at some coverings today, and then we're looking at a little average.
Yeah, it's time to take things down and wash them. It's a really good thing to do, and make sure you do your pelmets. People take the curtains down and they don't clean the pelmets. And that's where you end up with this grotty sort of furball that goes right around the edges. It's horrible. And you can clean that off really easily, the pelmet, without taking it down. All you need to do is stuff a clean, soft kitchen broom down the leg of a pair of clean pantyhose. Must be clean, so wash your broom first. Then you spray the head of the broom with a mixture of 1 teaspoon of lavender oil per litre of water. Put it in a spray bottle, mist it across the head of the pantyhose-covered broom, and just sweep along the top edge, and it takes all the dust balls off.
Shannon, can you get some marks off a marble kitchen bench?
I need to know whether or not the marble is machine polished or polyurethane finished. Yeah,
Catherine, we need a little more information on that. She said it stains from cups, bottles, and when you look from an angle, you can certainly notice it.
Yes,
has tried bicarb, no luck.
No, I need to talk to that one.
Yeah, you better give us a ring.
Yep.
Sorry, Catherine. A little more information required. And Bob's wondering, how do you stop black suede dye coming off a shawl?
Maybe coming off on a shawl?
What do I do to stop black suede dye coming off a shawl?
No, we may need a bit more information. It's not clear enough.
I'm not sure exactly what it means either, but
no.
give us a yell, Bob, and we can clarify that without too much hassle. How about furniture in the dining and lounge rooms? Is it a way to freshen them up a little bit?
Yes. The Brand Ball?
Mm.
The Brand Ball is really great for doing all your upholstery. All you do is run around the house and use it like an eraser across all the fabric. Leave it for 10 minutes and then vacuum it all. You'll find that it comes up like brand new. It's really quite wonderful. For wooden furniture, you can do the same thing on the wooden furniture. You know how at the ends of arms on wooden furniture you get that sticky bit?
Yep.
From the hands? Well, the Brand Ball takes that off too.
Paul's wondering about tattoo cream stains on his shirts. I'm not sure what a tattoo cream is.
Is he talking about the Vaseline-based material that they put over the top of tattoos?
I have no idea. I think
maybe. More information, please.
Yep.
And I also need to know what the shirt is made of.
Mm-hmm. Desperate, been wondering how you could get the right measurement for the greenery, you know, the chop blender in the grey hair potion. Jackie. Desperate.
Right. It depends on what colour her hair is already. So if her hair is dark, she needs 8 teaspoons of dried rosemary or 16 teaspoons of fresh rosemary. Chop it up, put it into 2 cups of boiling water and let it steep for 15 minutes. On the other hand, if her hair is fair, if it is in the red zone or blonde, then in either of those two cases, you need to use maiden hair fern and 1 black tea bag. And you use exactly the same quantity. It's 16 teaspoons of fresh chopped maiden hair fern, and it will help bring the blonde back.
Just sounds weird.
Oh, I know.
What's the other one?
But it's great for washing your hair with. It goes really soft.
Pocky wants to know about a gravy stain on his lapel.
Right. The easy way to remove gravy is with a cake of soap from the bathroom. Gravy is protein-based.
Okay.
So it's sort of like
the beef and that sort of thing coming through.
Yeah. Anything that's protein-based, it's just normal bathroom soap and cold water. If it's the same as putting a steak in a fry pan, if you put detergent or heat near it, proteins go hard when they're heated. And detergents cook them, so it's exactly the same. So just normal bathroom soap and cold water.
In fact, I think I could have asked this question as well. Somebody else is asking, what about the family silver? And you want to give it a polish.
Yeah, I like this one. It's fun.
What can you do to fix that?
If they're small items...
We've got a whole cutlery canteen that really needs a bit of a vamp. It's starting to go a bit funny because of cleaning.
Right, you go out into the backyard. You sit on a table with 2 dishes.
I live in an apartment.
You've got to be outside to do this. It's fun.
Okay.
You need a saucer with bicarb soda and a saucer with white vinegar and a pair of pantyhose.
Yeah.
You put your piece of cutlery into the pantyhose. You dip it into the white vinegar, dip it into the bicarb soda, and you spin it like a skipping rope. And it polishes all sides at once. Wear an apron. It's fun.
Who's getting the new set of cutlery? Delroy. Shannon Lush is here.
If they are not things that will fit into the leg, you just sprinkle them with bicarb, sprinkle them with white vinegar, and rub them with pantyhose while they're fizzing. It's just the easiest way to clean silver. When you finish doing it, rub it over with a tiny little bit of sweet almond oil on a cloth and it will slow down the tarnishing process.
Okay, so just one more time.
Bicarb soda and white vinegar.
Yeah.
Yeah, a sprinkle of each. Rub it with pantyhose while it's fizzing. And if it's things small enough to go into the leg of the pantyhose, put it in and spin it like a skipping rope.
A little almond oil, not a problem.
Yep.
Spotless, stainless, the books roll on. Shannon
Spotless
Lush.
Spotless Baby's the last one.
That's right.
There's a new one coming.
Shannon, little Christmas offering not far away. I'm just wondering whether you'd like to join us. We're going to open the lines right now and take your calls. We'll also drift into a couple of SMSs that have come through over the last little bit. It is The Nightlife. Shannon Lush, we're doing a little spring clean.
Lines are now open. Call 1300 800 222.
And Catherine, you want to talk about cat vomit.
Hello, Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Catherine. How are you doing?
Oh, upset. I had or have a new Repro Louis armchair. It was tightly covered in a fabric they described as linen. It looks sort of linen-y looking.
Yep.
And I had a loose cover over it to protect it.
Mm.
And what I didn't know is someone had got in under the loose cover and sickied on the chair, and it was there for some days before I discovered it. It was dried. And I scraped it all off, brushed it, but what
did
I do next?
And your cat... was this a furball vomit?
Don't think particularly. It could have been. They have
You would have known when you were cleaning it up. It tends to be quite fibrous.
It might have had a bit of hair in the desk, but it wasn't a whole ball.
Right. And what does your cat eat?
They have fresh chicken. They have fresh beef. They have tinned cat food and dry cat food.
Okay, it's the dried cat food that's the issue.
Uh-huh.
It leaves sort of a rusty brown mark.
Yes.
Yeah. It brings tannins up out of the fabric, and it's because it contains caramel in the colourant for the biscuits. That's because they can't use other colourants in cat food.
Uh-huh.
They use just burnt sugar to colour it, and that's what stains. So you need to use glycerin to remove it. Just a couple of drops of glycerin on an old toothbrush.
Just sponge it in.
No, you don't have to sponge it in. You use an old toothbrush and lightly brush it across the stain.
Yes.
Leave it for an hour and a half, and then you wring a cloth out tightly with cold water and put a little bit of normal bathroom soap on it, not laundry soap, and just rub it backwards and forwards and you'll find it comes off.
Thank you. Even if it's gone down through to the underneath?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It'll still come off.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's good on you, Catherine. Now, Paul has clarified the situation with the tattoo oil. He says, sorry, Tony, the cream you put on while it's healing is called Biphthonon.
Yep. The easy way to remove it is with a mixture of tea tree oil and dishwashing liquid between your fingertips. Massage it into the fabric with your eyes shut until it feels like jelly and rinse it out in cold water. However, if the fabric that you are removing it from is polyester or contains polyester, you need to wipe it with methylated spirits before you do that.
I think it's just a cotton T-shirt, I think, by the sound of things.
A lot of T-shirts contain polyester.
Mm. Yeah. Let's see if you can break it down. Michael, you want to talk about mould on the ceiling?
Yeah. Hi, Shannon. Hi, Tony.
Hello. G'day,
mate.
How's your mould?
It's recovering after a hot water system that burst in a unit.
Okay.
It happened during winter, which wasn't the best of times, and I've been away for a while anyhow. I've got one of the ceilings which has got the spray-on...
Spackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That sort of decision. So I'm not sure how to try and abrade it and what to use to try and...
Right. You can't abrade it because you end up losing it and ending up with bald spots on your ceiling, and that just does not look good.
Yeah.
There are several... This is one of the things that's a little bit more difficult than others with mould. First things first, you need to kill the mould spore.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that with oil of cloves. A quarter of a teaspoon of oil of cloves per litre of water. Do not make it any stronger. It's really important.
A quarter of a teaspoon, a litre of water.
Yep.
Yep.
Put it into a spray bottle, give it a good shake, and then you spray it over the entire area.
Yeah.
Wear a scarf on your head. Because it's hard to spray up with. Once you've got it on, leave it on for 24 to 48 hours.
Right.
Then the next thing you're going to do is spray it with white vinegar.
Right.
Then you leave it for 2 days and spray it with your oil of cloves mix again, and you're done.
So repeat again.
Yep.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy who works in the building industry, and I'm not sure if this is a common one, but they've been told when they're working on new construction sites and they get mould, they just get vinegar, mix it with water, and spray it on the walls and wipe it all down.
It only takes the surface mould off.
Yes.
See, the oil of cloves actually kills the spore, and it inhibits regrowth. That's why you put it on again after you wipe vinegar.
Okay, so...
And it can be a little pongy as well, so...
Make
sure it's only
a
quarter of a teaspoon. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Good luck, Michael. Thank you for that. Dale, you want to talk about lavender plant stain on a marble vase.
Yes. We bought a couple of marble vases back from India, from the Taj Mahal.
Yep.
And we put a little bit of water in the bottom and we put some little pieces of lavender in it, and it's put all brown stains around the top.
Yeah, it's really easy to remove. All you need to do is rub it with pH neutral soap, which is common bathroom soap, not laundry soap. That's too high in alkaline. You just rub it with your normal cracker soap from the bathroom, cold water, rub it out, and then put it out in the sunshine.
Ah, good.
It just leeches away.
Souvenirs. We thought they were gone.
Nope,
attack it this weekend, Dale. Hero at home. Chris, you want to talk about sticky yarms on a brown Valua couch.
A Valua couch.
Couch, I'm sorry. I was wondering what a Valua couch was. Misspelled, sorry.
That's all right. And also it's been treated with the stain resistant spray.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That stuff wears off anyway. If it's gone sticky and disgusting now, that anti-stain stuff is long gone.
yeah, right.
That stuff wears off quite quickly. All you need to do is use the bran ball.
A what?
The bran ball.
Oh, bran ball.
Yeah, 1 cup of unprocessed wheat bran.
Yeah.
And it must be wheat bran. No other variety will do.
Right.
You put it into a cereal bowl and you add drops of white vinegar one at a time and keep stirring.
Okay, until it's the consistency of breadcrumbs.
That's right. Then empty it into the pantyhose.
Yeah.
Or you can use stockings if you prefer. Yeah. And then you tie it off tight like a ball.
Yep.
It'll be about the size of a tennis ball, and you just use it like an eraser.
Oh, great, okay.
And when you finish using your ball, you put it into a Ziploc bag and store it in the freezer because it lasts for about 10 years.
Right.
It keeps giving.
And that'll get the pile back up.
It does. It brings the pile back up. It gets rid of the dirt out of it. It's fabulous.
Oh, good luck, Chris. Jenny, you're wondering how to clean marble in general.
Yes, I've got a marble bathroom in the shower.
Yep.
It's very hard to keep clean.
Is it polyurethane finished or is it machine finished?
No, it's machine. It's proper marble polish.
So does it go dull, does it?
Yes.
See, lots of people have polyurethane finish on their marble that it's used to put a very glossy coat on it at the end.
Yes, well, this is glossy. You know, they've polished it.
Well, the way that you can tell whether or not you've got polyurethane on top of yours, because often they'll put it on for protection, particularly in bathrooms, you shine a torch, lay a torch down on it so that you can put your eye low to the marble and look back along the beam against the marble.
Mm-hmm.
If the beam of light sparkles,
yep,
it means it's just machine polished and there's no polyurethane on it.
Right.
If it's a smooth, unbroken, shiny beam,
yes,
it means that it does have a layer of polyurethane over it as a protector.
Right.
And each one is very different for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the polyurethane, the best thing to use to clean it down with is common detergent and cold water.
Right.
And a pair of pantyhose.
Yep.
If, on the other hand, it is machine polished, you can only use pH neutral soap. Now, that's common bathroom soap. The easy way to make your mix up for it is to put 1 teaspoon of glycerin.
Yes.
And 2 tablespoons of grated common bathroom soap,
yes,
into a jam jar, 600ml jam jar.
Right.
Fill it with cold water and shake it until it's dissolved. And that's your cleaning product. You only need a small amount of that on a cloth to rub over your marble.
Oh, okay then.
And use pantyhose. They clean it faster than anything else does.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Absolutely miraculous. Mm. Thanks, Jenny. Good luck. Helen, you're wondering about body odour out of synthetic fabric.
Yes.
It's really easy to remove. All you have to do is wipe the sweaty areas with methylated spirits before you drop them in the washing machine.
Okay.
It opens up the fibres so your washing machine can do its job, and that way you don't get that horrible smell when you're 5 seconds after you've warmed your shirt up.
This is really specialised synthetic stuff. It's dance costumes.
Same deal. All you have to do is wipe the sweat areas with methylated spirits and it cleans it out.
Okay.
And it doesn't damage the fabric.
Fabulous.
Oh, that's good news. Adam, you are trying to clean tar and insect spots off the front of cars.
Well, a truck, as a matter of fact.
So oh, that's
good evening, Chuck.
G'day, Adam.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, that's the bane of my existence, to be honest.
Yeah, well, see, insects, in particular those that have hard carapaces, they have this material called chitin that is in the shell, and that gets really hard to remove from Juco and from chrome. The easy way to remove it is with a mixture of glycerin and tea tree oil, equal parts.
Yes.
So mix yourself up a little bottle of it, because you don't use very much of the mix, but it's better to make the whole lot up all at once so that you've got it for years. 1 teaspoon of that mix, equal parts, onto a rolled-up pair of pantyhose and just rub it over, leave it on for 5 minutes and come back and rub it again and it just comes straight off.
Rub it again with the pantyhose?
Same pantyhose. Roll your pantyhose up into a ball.
Right.
A nice tight ball, down to the size of about a golf ball.
Yes.
Mm.
Yep.
And that, and will that, what about the tar? Is that going
to... No, with tar, tea tree oil does take tar off, but it takes, you've got to leave it on a little longer with tar, usually about 20 minutes.
Okay. All right, fantastic. Thank you ever so much.
You're very welcome.
Not a difficulty. Let's stay with the vehicles. Our question, how do you remove sticky adhesive from leather car seats?
The best way to do it is put one drop of tea tree oil on the topmost edge of the label, leave it for 5 minutes, and then flick it with your fingernail. If it's not coming off, leave it for another 5 minutes, and then it will.
Damn.
Just peels off and takes all the adhesive with it.
Damn better. Rebecca, you've got some sticky streaks on your polished floors.
Yeah, really, really stiff, sticky streaks. I have. Sorry. Yeah, it's the brand new polished floorboards as well.
Right. And now, when you say polished floorboards, is this a floating floor?
No, it's a basketball hall.
Oh, okay.
So really solid wood, yeah.
Right, the sticky streaks, are they really regular in size?
Yes.
It looks like
a
ribbon going across it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. It's where when they are doing things with it, they put a form of masking tape down. When they peel it back off, they do not remove all the adhesive with it.
Oh,
and it collects
it was
everything.
My fault. Oh, I'm sorry. It was my fault. We dragged a trampoline which had really strong sticky tape around the bottom of the legs, hoping that we would save the floor.
Rebecca, it's your fault.
Now. Yeah, it's
my
adhesive.
Fault.
It's really easy to get off. All it is tea tree oil and pantyhose, and the easy way to do it is with your feet. Put a pair of pantyhose on, and you put tea tree oil underneath your toes, and you go for a skate. just put your favourite music on, get your air guitar out, you'll be fine.
Oh, good.
And what just...
you just slide backwards
slide
and forwards
over,
across it. It just takes it off.
Just eventually disappears, Rebecca.
It's a good way to get exercise.
Barry, you need to clean old-fashioned bubble-style...
Glass.
Is it just above the door, is it?
Yeah, it's sort of
is
like...
Is this scrub glass?
It's sort of a 1950s, 60s back door, and I particularly want to keep it.
Yeah, the grub glass.
What's it called, sorry?
It's called grub glass.
Grub, G-R-U-B.
Yeah, grub glass.
Okay. Yeah, and it like I try to use a conventional cleaner.
No.
And it seems to clog,
Yeah, you just use white vinegar.
Yeah.
And paper towel. Nothing
and
else.
Will, yeah.
Don't use newspaper. Newspaper doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for 50 years.
Yeah, they changed the ink in newspapers, and so, you know, the current ones don't work.
I realize that, but... Some of the crevices between the bubbles, I can't get into the dirt because it hasn't been cleaned for years.
Right. Well, you just spray your white vinegar on it, rub it with pantyhose first, and then rub it with paper towel. You'll find it all comes off.
Right, I will try. And, Shannon, while you're here, you were discussing earlier on about cleaning the glass on those combustion-style single-glass doors.
Yep.
I've always attributed one of the things that I used and to you, and I'm sure you gave it out years ago, you simply get paper towels, a handful of them, and immerse them in water till they're sodden, and then dip it in the ash from the fire and clean the inside of the door, and off it comes.
Well, you can, but it depends on what has been burnt in the fireplace. Anything that's a little on the greasy side, like lots of people use firewood that isn't properly seasoned, that is higher in resins, and in those cases it is better to use a mixture of cigarette ash, bicarb soda and white vinegar.
Oh, if they're burning wood that isn't properly seasoned, they deserve
it. Yeah, I know. They all need a good smack bottom, and there's a lot of them around.
That could happen. And you've got some stains from black sole shoes on a very light-coloured carpet.
Yes, Tony, and I'd like Shannon's help, please.
Yep, you sprinkle it with bicarb soda, rub it backwards and forwards with a dry brush, give it a good vacuum. If it doesn't all come off, get a rolled-up pair of pantyhose and put a small amount of white vinegar on it and rub it backwards and forwards
bicarb
and find it does.
Bicarb soda and a firm brush, did you say?
That's right.
Should be disappearing.
Thank you.
ASAP. Angela, you got some chewing gum in a carpet.
Yes. Yeah, the children, I think, had it on their shoes and it got in car carpet.
Okay, how big's the spot and is it a big hard chunk?
Yeah, I pulled off a big chunk of it, so it's just the sticky bits left, but it's probably okay. About 2 or 3 inches wide.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. If it's just the sticky bits left, just tea tree oil on a rolled up pair of pantyhose. You start from the outside and you roll it in circles, like you're rolling the pantyhose into a ball, like you do with plasticine.
Yep.
You just put it under the palm of your hand and roll. Okay. And just keep rolling and it just picks it all up.
Oh, brilliant. All right, lovely. And one other one I thought of.
Yep.
You there?
Yep.
Yep, sorry, one other one was smelly drain, bathroom drains.
So. Okay. This one, do you use a lot of talcum powder?
No, none.
Yeah, as a rule, this is because of talcum powder when you get smelly bathroom drains. But it can be other chemicals that are used. You put 2 tablespoons of bicarb soda down the drains.
Right.
Leave it for an hour.
Right.
Put 2 tablespoons of white vinegar down the drain. Leave it for an hour.
Right.
Then you pour a kettle of boiling water down it. It'll stink to high heaven while you're doing it.
Okay.
But it cleans the drains properly. And then you do that regularly and then it won't stink when you do it.
Okay.
And it keeps them clean.
An hour after each time.
Sorry?
It was an hour after each time.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Angela.
And go for a walk for the hour, then you don't have to put up the stink.
It's a very, very good plan. Tanya's asking, acrylic paint, white school shirt.
Yep. Acrylic paint is one of the hardest things to remove, and they use it in schools. And don't teach kids how to get it out before it sets.
Mm.
It's water-based, so people think it's easy, but it isn't. You need to use methylated spirits. It's about time, not effort, this one.
Uh-huh.
You grab the piece of fabric that's stained and pull it forward away from the rest of the fabric and put a rubber band around it so it looks like you're about to tie-dye. Put it into a glass of methylated spirits and put a saucer on the top of it and leave it for a couple of hours. And then you come along and give it a wiggle with your fingers. If it's not coming out straight away, put it back in the metho, put the saucer back on top of it and leave it for another couple of hours. I've actually known one that took 3 days before it went. But there's not a lot of effort involved in it. You just sort of wiggle it with your finger. If it's not ready to go, it's not ready to go. When it does, it all goes out at once.
Dawn, you're wondering about a mole smell off some antique furniture that you've got.
Oh, it's just antique wall units I inherited recently, and they'd been in a house for probably 10 years. And
it smells musty.
Very, very musty.
Mm. Right. If it smells musty, it is living mold spore.
Uh-huh.
Because that's... It's virtually mould fart.
Mm-hmm.
And it only does that when it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to kill it. And the way that you do that is with oil of cloves and black tea.
Black tea?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mixed?
You put a packet of an open packet of black tea into the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And you wipe the interior of the cupboard down with a small amount of the oil of cloves mix, which is 1/4 teaspoon of oil of cloves per litre of water.
Mm-hmm.
In a spray bottle, spray a little onto a cloth and wipe each of the shelves down. Then put an open packet of tea into it and shut the door and leave the door shut for a week.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. And the tannins in the tea feed the timber and the oil of cloves kills the mould.
Right.
And when you take it out, it's all fresh and nice again.
Oh, that's lovely, because I had done it with the oil of cloves and then I had sprayed it with the white vinegar and left it outside for...
No.
But I've brought it back in and I still can smell it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you need to use your oil of cloves and black tea.
Alrighty, thanks, Dawn. Some of them are a little stranger than others.
Yeah, I know.
Shannon, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being there. And
thank you very much for having me.
Enjoy spring.
I'm going to.
Talk to you in a few weeks' time.
You betcha.
Shannon Lush with us tonight.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.